when the day couldn't get worse, Andy.
He said you'd like it.
That's true.
Hi, wow.
Yeah. All right, then. I've got a name. It's on this piece of paper right here.
Read it out, buddy. Read
Michael
it out.
Hernandez.
Michael Hernandez.
Of Riverside.
I'm starting the clock, Michael.
The
Riverside Hernandezes.
888-696-1003 is the number. Michael Hernandez of Riverside. Call us in the next 10 minutes. 888-696-1003. If you do that, we'll give you $100 and put you on the payroll. If you don't, we'll give another $100 to Juan Barron of Moore Park. Michael Hernandez.
Yes, sir.
You're on the payroll, brother.
I'm loving it, baby. I'm loving it.
Yeah, you're firing Juan Barron of Moore Park. You want to fire him?
See you later, Juan. It's time for you to go, I say. Yeah, baby.
Sounds
belated birthday present. My birthday was Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday, buddy.
That makes you a Pisces.
Yeah. We can't date. I have a horrible history with Pisces, my friend.
Well, so you got that going for you.
You got that going for you and $100. So congrats.
There you go. See?
Michael.
It's a good day.
We'll call out another name here at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, and if they don't get back, we'll double your money for the day.
Can we just fire him right off the bat?
Unfortunately not, sir. No.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Let's do this. Just go ahead and call Michael Hernandez again.
All right. I'll do my level best.
Right on, brother. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, who wants to try to win some Boston tickets now? Take a third caller, 888-696-1003. It's Andy in the afternoon. Someone was suggesting that on the Andy in the Afternoon fan page that you can join, by the way. You just have to let them know you want to be a part of it, and they'll let you in. They just don't like people with poopy attitudes on there. But
so
yeah,
not on your own page?
It's true. He wants the top 10 doodly doodly songs, mm-hmm. which I think is a brilliant idea. I'll start working on that very soon. Bringing this back just because it's been a while.
It has. I've missed it.
Yeah. And coming up next, we've got the Classic Rock Time Capsule. Tickets for Boston. They're coming in concert, and they actually go on sale this week. We'll tell you about that in a moment. And one of you is going to match wits with Christian. If that's not a contradiction in terms,
right.
to try to win those tickets in a couple of minutes. A question about Supertramp.
I did my master's thesis in Supertramp.
I don't think you did, but we'll find out in moments on Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. You may have time to fart around, but I don't.
Who, me?
You.
Oh, okay, no, I do. I've got nothing
it's
but time.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Here it comes. Welcome to Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Wednesday. It is the 16th of March, 2016. And Christian, I've got a question coming up about Supertramp for you in just a moment. And Rob, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, Rob. Hold on. I'm going to have you answer the question. You're hands-free, right? It sounds like you're in your car.
I am.
All right, be hands-free. And we're going to bring you in just a second for some Boston tickets. In the meantime, Christian, I told this story to Mark Thompson about a year ago. Well, it was a year ago today, in fact. And he lost his mind. And I know that you, too, have an interest in Marvin Gaye. So lend me your ear on this thing right here.
Don't you know? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
You know who that is singing, right? Remember her name? Tammy Terrell?
Yes.
Tammy Terrell, Marvin Gaye, singing with it. She collaborates on several duets with him, including also, that was Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. Here's...
Oh, baby, there ain't no
so they're all the ain'ts.
If it has an ain't in it, they're all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he loves her. She's the love of his life. And on October of 1967, she collapses in his arms on stage. She has a brain tumor. She undergoes not one, but 8 operations over the next 2.5 years, finally surrenders to the disease this day, 1970.
Heartbreaking.
It really is. Mm-hmm. He's so heartbroken. It messes Marvin Gaye up. He stops touring for 4 years, falls into depression. One day, Detroit Lions star cornerback Lem Barney and running back Mel Farr knock on his door and they introduce themselves. And they hit it off, and they help lift Marvin's spirits a little bit. And finally, one day, Marvin decides to get back in the studio, and he takes those two guys in to the studio. In fact, here are their voices.
That's awesome. Yeah.
At the beginning of what's going on.
Yeah.
Those are a couple of Detroit Lions. So, what does Marvin do next?
Marvin.
Well, he figures that if lions can sing, then he can play football. And Barney and Farr get him a tryout at wide receiver with head coach Joe Schmidt. After the meeting with the coach, he has to admit, no, he never played pro ball, never played college ball, but he just knows if he'd catch a pass, he'd score with it. Schmidt says no, so we'll never know. But then Motown head Berry Gordy says no. What's going on is too political to release. He can't put that song out. It just wouldn't go over. So he waits a year, finally puts it out, and it soars up the chart, hailed as a masterpiece, and remains that. It's Rolling Stone's fourth greatest song of all time.
Berry Gordy, wrong.
Pretty, pretty amazing. Okay, so bring in Rob for the question I'm going to ask you, Christian. Today in 1979...
You're doing that.
What's that?
Did you bring him, Rob?
I did it.
Okay, I thought you were saying for me to do it.
No, no.
Okay, good.
We will.
All right, okay.
Supertramp kick off their Breakfast in America tour in Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
That landmark album. Is Breakfast in America recorded in America or in their native England? What do you think?
I'm just give me long enough to get their Wikipedia page up. No.
Guess.
I'm going to say that it's ironic that it was actually recorded in England, Andy.
Okay, Rob, is he right or wrong?
I think he's right.
He's always wrong, Rob. Would you like to change your answer?
Would you?
Yes, I'd love to change my answer.
It's a good thing you did because he's wrong. Not only is it recorded in America, it's recorded right here in Los Angeles, the Village Recorder. So many great albums recorded there, like Goat's Head Soup and Tusk and Asia. It's been bought and renovated the last few years. And you know what? We're going to let Supertramp play us out today on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. Rob, judicious moves. Yeah, what's your answer?
You were bloody well right, Rob.
You're getting a pair of tickets to see Boston's 40th anniversary tour, Pacific Amphitheater, OC Fair, July 16th. Tickets on sale Saturday at 10. Hold the phone and listen to this.
Andy,
Supertramp.
Does this road sound out of tune to you?
No.
I'm nailing it, right?
Oh, that's great. Mm. It's good air roads you're playing.
Don't put your feet on my amp.
Andy in the Afternoon, the sound.
I totally do. No!
Flat out.
All right, then. This is the time of day on Andy in the Afternoon when we reset the premise of Song Fight.
Round one, fight.
Yeah, Song Fight, something we do every day on Andy in the Afternoon here on The Sound. Around this time, each of us pick a song, Christian and I, by secret ballot. We don't know what the other one's picked. Then you tell us what your gut says wins by a text vote. And since I won yesterday, I have the right to go first today. So today I've chosen a song that I think Christian will have a hard time kiboshing. It's a little ditty by Genesis called Paperlate.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
I love the horns. So good, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry, but there's no one on the line.
It's off of side four of Three Sides Live, Andy.
It's a good one. So, Christian, what have you chosen today?
Well, speaking of Mr. Philip Collins.
Oh, boy. Wait. What does he have to do with... he played on this album? Did he really?
I'd watch your tone.
I didn't know that.
Who do you think is playing the drums on this when you hear the fills?
Little Robert Plant. How about that? You're in the nude.
I mean, it's just...
All right, nice call. In the Mood by Robert Plant. So if you think Christian's song wins, you want to text C to 21003. If you think Andy's song, Paperlate by Genesis, wins, text A to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. And results will be announced after 6 p.m. here on this radio station. I think those are two solid choices.
That's two excellent choices today, buddy.
I'm in the mood for melody. I'm in the mood.
Up next, I'm going to say your name, put you on the payroll.
My name?
Not yours.
Oh.
And not everyone's name. But I was speaking to one person, and they know it telepathically who it's going to be.
Right.
So I'll call their name in just a moment and put them on the payroll here on The Sound. You know, Christian, my horoscope said this is going to be a red letter
red
day.
Red letter day.
That I should circle it in gold on the calendar.
Yes.
So far,
not so much.
Won't be any smiley faces in my diary tonight.
This will make it better.
Yep. Made dough on the sound payroll, and you'll like it, yes you will. The Pyro. Michael Hernandez has $100. Let's see if it's two. Denise Buss of Panorama City. You're the only one that can do anything about it. I'm restarting the clock, Denise.
Yeah.
888-696-1003 is the number you need to call, Denise, in the next 10 minutes to get your $100 and be on the payroll. 888-696-1003 is the number. Denise Buss of Panorama City, I'm rooting for you. Hoodly, 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 little pre-St. Patty's Day rock.
Andy
to
Chandler.
To wax your shillelagh. Aaron Gobrales.
This song is a masterpiece.
It really is.
It should not work.
But just it does. I'm told that we have Denise Buss on the phone. Hello, the sound, Denise Buss?
Yes, sir. Hello.
How are you? My name is Andrew Chanley. I work at 100.3 The Sound.
Yes, I know, Andrew. And how are you this afternoon?
I'm great because you also now work at 100.3 The Sound.
Thank you.
You're on the payroll. You got $100. Why don't you see if you can stay on there for a while?
Yeah, I would like to.
All right, then. At the top of the hour, I'll call out one more name. Hope you dodge the bullet, Denise. We'll find out at 5 o'clock, all right?
I appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good night.
And you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Does she know about the staff meeting on Friday?
It's Andy in the afternoon. My buddy Christian over here, he likes to take songs and break them down.
I do, Andy. I did the math on my little spreadsheet over here, and I'm fairly sure that 79 minus 55 is 24, correct?
79 minus 55.
Carry
yes.
the one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would mean that Mr. Edward Van Halen was a mere 24 years old when he did this.
I don't even know what that is.
Nobody thought of making a guitar sound like steel drums before.
Nah. Bumble clock.
It's Jamaican.
I mean, is he tap harmonics and picking at the same time?
Yeah.
Tell you what, when I was 24 years old, I was just trying to get laid. I wasn't trying to get laid and playing guitar.
I just found
like
my
that.
Navel at 24.
You found that yesterday. I watched you do it.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. It's incredible. The man redefined the guitar. Respect.
Respect.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's hear it in its natural habitat.
I'm going to get the steel drum out. We're going to play along.
Irie.
Bumboclata!
It's Andy in the afternoon. Nicely done.
Yeah, that's how I do.
Mm, 100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon.
Can I clarify? So you're saying they don't say she's just a walrus?
No, yeah, it's she's just a woman. There's no walrus mentioned in that.
I'm fairly convinced I'm right and you're wrong on this one.
I'm going to check the tape.
I'm going to Wikipedia.
Hey, a serious thing here real quick. On my way in today, I got clipped in the back by an LAPD officer, Joe Barr, and I sure hope that that he's doing well today. It's a dangerous thing those guys do on those motorcycles every single day, and he and everyone there were nothing but gentlemen to me when that happened, and so I certainly hope he's recovering well today. Turning our head back to stupid stuff.
Oh, okay, good. That's our focus, as it should be every day.
That's what we do best.
It is.
Tomorrow, I don't know if you're listening to Mark in the Morning, last St. Patrick's Day, Katie went down to Tom Bergen's where KTLA was and got on Channel 5 live. And there was a big hoo-ha about that. Well, this year we're sending our big guy Josh Flieger.
The Fleegs.
So listen tomorrow to Mark in the Morning and watch KTLA Morning News. I'm sure that there's every possibility there'll be a
arrest,
an incident. Coming up next, I'm going to share you some brilliance from one of my favorite guitarists of all time, if not my favorite, Mr. Mark Knopfler and the Dire Straits. They're up next on The Sound. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that we are the only afternoon radio show in Los Angeles that sent their broadcast assistant out to Joann Fabrics for some supplies.
That's a safe bet, buddy.
Think it's safe?
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably safe.
You're not going to get that kind of radio other places.
Godspeed, Sammy. Give him hell at Joann. It's Andy in the afternoon.
Hey, Chandles.
Yeah?
I was doing
I needed to play the Break It Down sounder.
I was just going
to
say, I got really high last night and did my podcast for the first time high, which I'd never done before, and they did a whole bit where I was talking about how I would absolutely get John Tesh's autograph on my back before I would get Gene Simmons.
John Tesh is pretty good.
He's awesome.
He's
That's what
cool.
I was saying. It's his theme song to the Tour de France.
Entertainment Tonight? Oh, the Tour de France?
Was
he did that too?
Yeah, it was awesome. Like the 2004.
Break down some classic rock.
Well, when it comes to the Queen, Andy, you can't do anything but...
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you.
You.
We will rock you.
All hard pan left.
Mm.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you.
It's the soccer anthem.
I mean, it's incredible.
We will rock you.
And then don't forget, this is the guy that can also do like, I lost my head.
Right.
You know, he can go from the that thing.
He is the range.
I say that he's the greatest rock vocal singer of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's quite a statement.
It is, and I'll stand by
and
that.
And I'm not going to dispute it right now.
I wouldn't.
I've only got 4 seconds before he starts singing.
Safe bet.
It's Andy in the Afternoon on The Sound. Nice job. Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Boston.
That's absurd.
I can't think of many bands that have dominated FM rock radio in the 70s and 80s and 90s and 2000s like that band has. Still not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. OC Fair, July 16th, they're playing 40th anniversary tour. Guess what? We're giving away tickets all week long.
No.
Yep, do another pair tomorrow. Classic Rock Time Capsule. You can join us for that around 3:30. We're doing a song fight right now on Andy in the Afternoon. This is what you're listening to, Andy in the Afternoon. It's the heartbeat of the Southland. Christian picked this song today. We each pick a song by secret ballot, and you get to guess or vote which one is the favorite. I have Genesis Paper Lake.
Ooh, I'm sorry, but there's no one up tonight. A paper lake. Ooh, I'm sorry, but rest is a news is good news.
Love it. And Christian chose Robert Plant in The Mood. So you can text your votes. If Andy's song, Paper Late by Genesis, wins, text A to 21003. If it's Christian's, text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. That's silly. That's just dumb. Standard rates apply. Results will be announced after 6 p.m. today. And in a moment, I'm going to announce the next payroll member. If it's you, then you got to get back to us in 10 minutes. Otherwise, we'll keep Denise Buss of Panorama City on there for another hour. Keep listening. It's next on The Sound, as well as 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Okay. Let's announce the final name for the day. 5 o'clock, quitting time. Who's going to have the job overnight? It's Matthew Booth of West Covina. Matthew, I'm standing the clock. You have 10 minutes to call me at 888-696-1003. Why did we put the Bojangle clock so far away from the board?
888-696-1003.
Matthew Booth of West Covina. Call us so we can give you $100. Otherwise, Denise, she'll have two by the time it's done. We call it the hundo sometimes.
Is that what we call it?
Yeah.
Well, by we, you mean you just now.
I just now. That was the first time it was ever called that.
Let's crank up the hundo.
Woo! I'm going to play you a great Bruce Springsteen song right now. Ah, gotcha. But it's not sung by Bruce. It's sung by Manfred Mann. I caught you off guard, didn't I, Christian?
I'm going to go back to the computer. There's things on Facebook that need my attention.
Okie doke. What? A third one today?
Andy, I'm on a tear, my friend. All right,
what you got?
You know American Girl by Mr. Tom Petty.
You're going to do Tom Petty again.
Well, listen to this.
Sure, that's a studio version,
sure,
right?
Sure, you got the, you know what's going on. You're like, oh, I can hear this little thing happening there and a bling, da bling, da bling. But did you know that if you listen really carefully, this is happening?
What?
All right, put it back in, she said, smiling, and then listen again.
She said that smiling.
She did. She was at the session. I remember her saying that distinctly right before we did the thing. Yeah.
All right.
There it is.
Here you go.
Listen for it.
In context. Part of 100 minutes of commercial-free class.
She was smiling the whole time, my friend.
100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. Proud of that one, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You own it. Oh, my God. We're doing arts and crafts, literally, in this studio to get ready for things that happen tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, and the rest of this week. You can watch it on Facebook Live, but you're going to need a number two pencil.
Bring that.
Some styrofoam.
Double-sided sticky tape.
And you're going to need...
your imaginations.
Yes. It's Andy in the afternoon. The very small autographing Stuart Copeland and the police on 100.3 The Sound. Christian, have I ever told you that I don't like you and I don't care for your kind?
Probably since we started this show and 19 years ago.
Okay. You win the song fight. Voting is over. Every day on The Sound at about 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song by secret ballot, and then you tell us by text what your gut says wins. Paper Late by Genesis didn't stand a chance against the
this
tall,
thing.
Cool one, Robert Plant. This is In the Mood.
And in case you don't know, Phil Collins on drums, killing it.
It's Andy in the afternoon. I don't know if we have our USRDA of Plant yet. Let's make double dog sure.
What does that even mean?
I'm playing more Robert Plant.
Oh, I see what you're saying there. Yeah, no, I should have just ignored you, as I usually do. Yeah. Watch this.
Would you like a little bit of tid? A tidbit? This song by Simon and Garfunkel was originally titled Mrs. Roosevelt. The guy that's making The Graduate asked him to change the title of it to Mrs. Robinson.
That works much better because the chick in the movie is Miss Robinson.
You're quick.
Who are the Dunder Chiefs?
The Dunder Chiefs?
Yeah, Dirty Deeds and the Dunder Chiefs.
Well, they were the hitmen that you could hire that lived around Stonehenge.
Oh,
and
they did the Dirty Deeds.
Yeah, the Dunder Chiefs.
Makes total sense now. Thanks for clearing that up.
Because Dunder is ancient Celtic for murder.
Well, we learned something new here today on the
sure.
show.
We always learn something new on this program, even if we have to make it from whole cloth. This is Andy in the afternoon. Hey, coming up in just moments, we're going to sing you to sleep. So if you're on the highway, I don't know what to tell you.
Don't?
Maybe don't.
Yeah.
Don't sing along, because you'll be right out. We're going to blow some bubbles. You get to pop your cheek like this. and do some Lawrence Welk, some fun stuff.
Sure.
That's coming up here in just a minute. Is Rita Wild in tonight?
No idea, sir.
Okay.
They don't tell us anything.
If there isn't a Bruce Springsteen concert within 500 miles of here, you might see Rita Wild tonight.
True.
On 100.3 The Sound. Hello, everyone. We hope you had a great time listening to Andy in the afternoon today. You know, it's the heartbeat of the Southland. I'm going to leave you with this, Lawrence Welk. Goodbye. Thank you, Christian, for everything.
Andy?
Everything.
Today has been a real pleasure, my friend.
Yeah.
I won song fight.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Sing along, everybody. Good night and sleep tight and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, sweet sorrow, I know that you'll always remain in my heart.
Sorry, well, I thought we were doing
that. Good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Sleep tight.
And pleasant dreams to you. Nice bubble, Sammy. Here's a wish.
Here's a wish.
And a prayer.
And a prayer.
Every dream
it comes true.
And now, until we meet again,
we say adios.
Adios.
Au revoir.
Hola.
Auf Wiedersehen.
To blame.
Good night. Good night, Silas. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Vivian.
That's the most sense anyone's made today.
On this show.
Yeah.
Rita Wild's coming in. She's lost her voice.
Little horse.
Should be a hoot tonight. It's Andy in the afternoon. Be good.
See you tomorrow.